Hello, everyone. Let me get my right
mic set up here. Let me get this guy pushed back just a little bit so you guys can see everything. Let me just turn it this way a little bit. I think that will work. All right. This is our doctor's call. We're going to be talking to, focusing in on doctors and people who are frontline and all that kind of good stuff. And we had a lot of you send us some like models that you've been working on and all kinds of things. Kathy, let me pause for just a second. Honestly, here's the thing. Every single call is always valuable. I applaud everyone who comes to the calls or listens to the calls. Even if you think, you know, I don't know if that really pertains to me. I guarantee you there's hardly ever a model that's done that doesn't pertain to someone. So that's always my words of advice. Now, we do have a lot of people here who are hospice nurses, medical workers, firefighters, paramedics. I have all the peoples in the tribe. All right. So let's see. Let's go through this model that I picked. This was one of the most common ones that we got submitted from people, and I wanted to read it out loud so that you guys could see kind of where we're going to start. Testing people daily. This was a big one. A lot of you are, we had read that a lot of you are, you've been kind of out of the game for a little bit. You've been called back and all this other stuff, and they're having you test people daily. And a lot of you went right here. This is too much to deal with. And so it drums up a feeling of overwhelm. And I will tell you, the most common things you guys are doing are through this are eating, blaming, judging, and disaster planning in your head. Four things that I promise you, the result is I don't know what I'm truly dealing with. Because if you are blaming, judging, disaster planning, and trying to eat your way through it, you are not figuring out what thoughts are causing any of it. I know it is going to be super easy to want to think that this is worse for you. This is a thought that is never, ever going to serve you. And if you want to hang on to it, this is what I want to tell all of you. I will let you keep it. You can let you keep it. I am not going to try to take away your painful thoughts tonight. What I want all of you to walk away from here with is understanding this is one version that's happening in my life. There is a more powerful version that can be happening right now. And when I'm ready, I know where I can go with all of this. That's going to be the biggest peace of mind that I think I can give you guys, is to just know that how you're thinking and feeling right now, everything that you're feeling is all because of sentences running through your brain right now, and it's normal. Humans don't like uncertainty. Humans don't like changes. Humans just don't like shit like that. And so our brains are pre-wired to go into freak out mode. But the problem is we don't live in caves anymore. All of you have the modern day brain, which means that if you don't want to be eating your way through this crisis, and you don't want to be judging and blaming and creating feelings in your body that feel like shit all day long and drive you crazy, you will have to consciously override them. You will have to take the reins for you, not for anybody else, not so that you can be strong for people. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't give a fuck about anybody else right now. You know who I care about? Being strong for Corinne. When I prioritize being strong for myself by examining my thoughts, guess what? My action line is a lot better. I show up differently for the world and myself. And I will promise every single one of you that if you are eating through this, it is not fixing jack shit. We're going to all wake up probably in 6 to 8 weeks. And we're either going to be proud of how we showed up for ourselves because we learned how to stop doing this to ourselves, or we decided to just let all the drama run unchecked in our brain each day and then have to deal with weight boot. I don't want that for you guys. I don't want that for anyone, whether you're a doctor or you're a mom at home trying to figure out how the fuck you're going to like work and keep a baby that's usually at daycare. So the best gift I'm going to give everyone throughout this next month is, it is, if it's never been important to you to do a TDL, never been important for you to do a model, now's the time. No excuses, no being too tired. If you're that tired, you're going to have enough work you have to do, especially if you're frontline, especially if you're staying home with kids and trying to get your job done and doing all the things. You have enough physical stress. You do not need to be compounding it by not keeping your mind in check and letting it just run on stress all the time, as if there's no other option. There are just other options. I will just tell you, today I made a list. I am doing it almost daily. The crappy thoughts I'm having today. And I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 that I wrote in about 3 minutes. I just wanted to see what it was I was thinking. I was already starting to feel anxious. And if I'm waking up daily like this, I promise you that if you're having to give COVID tests and do stuff like that and work more hours than you're used to, and you haven't worked in 10 years and they've asked you to come in, you owe it to yourself to model more. Now, I'm not saying that you guys can't go and show up at your job. A lot of you can willpower your way to get through your day. But it's that little bit of extra time you're going to have in your life. Do we want this line happening? Eating, judging, disaster planning, blaming. It doesn't feel good. And you're going to have space in your life that I want you to come home and be able to release worry. I want you to teach yourself how to do that. I want you to teach yourself how to find pride in how you're showing up for other people versus being scared to death you're going to make the wrong decision. That this is the time you finally got over that bullshit perfectionism you hung on to all these years and is really kicking you in the ass now. Whatever's going on for you guys. And I just recommend every one of you that you model daily. You owe it to yourself. You don't owe it to any of us. You owe it to you. Okay, let's go with the first person who's going to coach. I didn't ever hear from Kathy. I just did hear from Kathy, but let's go with MJK. We're going to try. Hello.
Okay.
MJ. Oh, there you are. Yes, hey. I can see you. And we are going to try. Oh my God. You haven't gotten my stern warning about not walking around, have you?
Oh no. I just was moving. I know. I've never been on a call, but I know.
I was about to freak out. I'm like, are we going on a trip? Where are we going? Where's my Dramamine?
All right. I can get you some.
Oh Lord. All right. So what are we coaching on?
Okay. So I've been writing in to ask coaches frequently. And I'll tell you, I have not done TDLs until now.
Time you write in to ask coaches, that's a TDL.
Well, I know, but I haven't done it until now.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you're using the resource.
This is finally getting me to actually do some thought works.
Awesome.
That I have been resistant to, but I'm doing it. Yeah. So I think what I would like to coach on today, so everything you said was right on, you know, thinking this is worse for me, this is, you know, all the things. But so what I have been struggling with right now is that I sent my kid to stay with his grandparents.
Yeah.
Thinking that I would be keeping them all safe. And now he has a fever and a cough.
Okay.
I am on quarantine because I have been exposed. And so the thought that I cannot get out of my head, and I've done a model on this, and I think I was doing okay with it, but I'm having trouble believing it.
Yeah.
Is that I should have never have sent him. I knew this could happen.
Can his grandparents not take care of him?
Well, they can.
If you had been on vacation and he had gotten sick, would you have the same thoughts you're having now?
So my fear is that he's going to give that he has COVID and he's going to give it to them.
Okay. I didn't know which problem. Like, we had somebody write in saying the grandparents would kill the kid. I was like, why'd you send them anyway? So, all right.
So they can absolutely take care of him. I'm worried that I sent the Trojan horse to their house.
I sent the Trojan horse to their house.
Yes.
That's an amazing thought.
I know. It's really making
me. You know, the Trojan horse was done on purpose.
I know. I know. I didn't send him on purpose. I gotcha. Clearly it was not on purpose, but that's part of my thought is I knew this could happen. I mean,
so what do you think your most painful thought is right now? That I sent the Trojan horse. I knew this could happen. He's going to pass this on to the grandparents.
He's going to pass this to the grandparents.
He's going to pass this.
I should not have sent him because he's going to give it to his grandparents.
He's giving it to the grandparents.
And then the feeling I came up with was guilty.
Yeah.
And initially, my action was to eat.
Do you think that that's from that thought? Let's really think about this. That might be the Trojan horse one. You felt guilty for sending him. But if you, I want you to just really think. This is, so important because one of the things that I'm noticing is because we're all feeling so many feelings right now. We have
many
thoughts. Yeah, so, if you have 5 different thoughts about this, at least, which I would imagine you have at least 10.
Oh, and at 10, least.
Yeah. Yeah. So you need to write all of them down rather than everybody.
I have been.
This is real serious. I got a lot of thoughts. It's no, it's because you've got a brain. We don't need to make it serious.
Right.
I've got 10 thoughts about my cat who vomited earlier. She shouldn't do that. It's on my rug. My day is fucked. I mean, that was really one of them. With all that's going on in the world, cat vomit really pissed me off.
I can see that.
That's why it's important to not think, I've got a lot of them. So what?
Okay.
3 weeks ago, you probably had a lot of thoughts about other bullshit and you weren't judging it for that. So
I had the opposite. Yeah.
It's just the problem that we run into when we do that is we make this so serious, our brain gets locked up that it can't solve it.
Okay.
When you're just of course I have a lot of thoughts. That's it. That's the way the brain works. I'm supposed to have a lot of thoughts about this and I need to just work through them is a more calm demeanor than an urgent demeanor.
Okay.
So what do you think?
So the feeling that probably gives me is scared.
Scared. That's what I was wondering. Okay. Because we want to be very accurate with the feeling line so that we get to understand all the different feelings that we feel, especially somebody that's been resistant to TDLs, because it'll be easy for you to want to just, it's always going to be guilty. It's always just going to be this. And you want to see how many different feelings you actually have the capacity to not only feel, but still show up in life with.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say we can't handle our feelings. You look like you're still going, and a lot of people will tell me, I can't handle this anymore. And yet they'll still wake up tomorrow handling life. They just handle it in ways they might not love. So when you're scared, what are you doing?
Well, so I think this, because I modeled my other, I was saying I was second guessing my choices, but I think I'm numbing, whether it's with social media or with food.
Okay. So on social, you probably are second guessing, I would imagine, if you're scared.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of us do that. And then you said, did you say eating?
Yeah.
My tag. I just got this shirt.
Yeah, I just saw that.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I tried it on and then had a call that started 2 minutes later and never went back. So everybody gets to see my
meat. That's okay.
There you go. Second guessing and then eating. Okay. Anything else?
No, I mean, those are the main things.
Are you envisioning all of that happening?
Oh yeah. I'm disaster planning.
Okay. Disaster planning.
I'm my job is disaster planning. So in risk management.
Skilled.
Yes, very good at it.
Yeah. So what do you think your result is?
Well, so the result that I had modeled was that I failed to make new decisions to protect my family because I was second guessing everything. But I've actually struggled the most with modeling my results because I can never seem to get them to match my thought.
Yeah, that
or to like result, prove my thought.
The problem with that thought is protecting your family. You've put your family in the result line.
You no, if I fail to make decisions.
Okay, but you said to protect my family.
Well, yes.
That part has to come out because you have an expectation that you have decisions you're going to make that's going to fix all this.
Hmm.
That's why we can't put anything else in the result line. The result line is only about you. What is your actual name? It just says MJK.
Oh, Michelle.
Michelle, yeah. So Michelle Lake, we always want to make sure that result line only has us in there. So,
but it could be that I fail to make decisions, right? Because it was going back to second guessing my decisions, and so then the result would have been failing to make decisions. I just want to clarify that.
You think he's going to give them whatever virus he has?
Yeah.
So down here, you're giving yourself mental sickness.
Well, yes. I'm making myself insane. So
a lot of people call insanity mental illness. Some of the doctors out here may be like,
yes. Yeah, somebody might mention that.
Yeah, so we'll just put the result in here, mental illness. That's what you end up giving yourself. You don't solve anything. None of this is making any of this better. Because I think what's going to hem you up, do you have a model that you want to use that you want to check?
Well, I did have one.
What that one is? What's the thought?
So the thought is I made the best decision for my family with the info I had.
Yeah.
And then my feeling still was concerned because I am.
But that's not coming from that thought. There's something sneaking in there if you're concerned.
Okay, I couldn't think of a feeling.
Yeah, that's because you don't believe that thought.
Right. That's why I'm on this call.
That's a thought.
That's why I'm here.
That's when we just say like, well, that's one that's not going to work. Okay. If I'm really having a hard time accessing the feeling, it's not a thought that's going to work. Especially if the best it can gin up is concerned. It means you're still concerned is like the fancy pants version of saying worry.
Right. Oh yeah.
That's not what we want to level up to. Going from scared to worried.
Well, and that's the problem that I've had. Like I haven't been able to come up with a thought.
Let me ask you this. Knowing your kid is there with your grandparents and he's sick.
Yeah.
How do you want to feel while he's there, knowing he's going to be there, he's going to be with the grandparents, and you are going to be quarantined? And none of that gets to change.
I guess I want to hope that we're all going to, I want to believe we're all fine.
That's what you want to believe. But I want to know how you want to feel. You're going from
scared. I want to feel I guess hopeful. That's not really the feeling.
No, I want you to think about if you're scared, what would you want to be feeling? You're basically saying the result I want is they don't get it. We're not going there. All we're talking about is your brain is going to be thinking about your child at his grandparents' house with you being quarantined and he has a fever. And he has a cough. And your knee-jerk reaction will always be to be scared. That's what we already know. You have a host of all kinds of things that are come in. But we want to be like, but at the end of the day, when I let my conscious brain take back over, I want to feel this instead. It's going to take a lot of rerouting.
Yeah. I mean, the only one that comes to my mind, I feel like I'm on like the pressure, is confident, like confident that they'll take care of him and that they,
okay.
But that's not, I don't know that that's necessarily it, but I can think about it more later.
Well,
but.
I think, like you said, I just want to feel confident that they can do this.
Right. That they're all going to be managing well, this.
That you all get, like you all are able to manage this.
Right.
I mean, I think confident is fine. I think calm is another one. Oh. Like to settle your nerves. Like I would like to be able to just, when I'm scared, when I'm feeling guilty, when I'm freaking out, if I could just get back to calm and reasonable, like reasonable is a feeling that a lot of people are reaching for right now.
Yeah, that's probably more that like, that's probably more realistic.
Okay. So reasonable. Do you like that one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So if you were going to feel reasonable, because this is what we're really going to do. We're going to have your all your old models. Like imagine there's another whiteboard over here
mm-hmm.
and they're all just populating. Like
right.
every time like you think about your kid, you see his picture, phone rings, you scroll, you turn on the news, all this other stuff. It's like, it's going to ping all the thoughts that you're having right now that lead to guilt and scared and fear. And worry, all the things, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to get back to reasonable. So I would take each one of the thoughts you have and what is a reasonable thought about it.
Okay.
So like the what was the one that we just had? He's going to give it to them?
Yeah.
Okay. So what would be a reasonable thought other than he's going to, the where you just feel reasonable, like I can handle this thought. Like we will figure this out. If that happens,
I think the thought is that this is more likely to be something other than coronavirus.
Like, okay, then that's a great thought because I think a lot of us are just assuming. Like the other day, I coughed Chris coughed, and I was like, "Do you think you're getting sick?" He's like, "No, I ate peanuts." You know, I like it's normal for all of us to be jumping to conclusions,
right?
And I don't want to take us away from, like, if your brain wants to go there, I'm going to invite all of you, let your brain go there. But for fuck's sake, do it on a piece of paper. Do not do it in the kitchen. All of you are letting your brain go crazy standing in your pantry. I'm like, the pantry is not a TDL. All right.
True.
So what did you say? What was the
this
thought?
Is more likely to be something else, like besides corona.
Something else. Yeah. And then what do you do then? You're reasonable and you're thinking this could be something else. What are you going to do as your actions?
What am I going to do?
You're going to eat
Maybe.
Over it?
No. I'm going to TDL and I'm going to let myself be sad if I'm sad. Like, I'm just going to.
Like, acknowledge your thoughts.
Yeah, acknowledge my thoughts. Yeah, that's good. Through TDL or just feeling them.
Yeah. And most of the time when you do a TDL, it allows you to feel your emotions.
Right.
Acknowledge the thought triggering feelings. Here's the other thing I want on your action line, your TDL. When are you doing your TDLs? What time every day? Like, when is your mental hygiene going to happen? All of you need a plan for this.
Well, I've always done them at night because, mornings trying to go to work and kid, but now I'm on quarantine, so I have all the time in the world.
I might do them in the morning. I would do them both.
Yeah.
If you're really worried about this, like you have to decide on the scale of 1 to 10, where are you at? Like a 1 or a 10, like I can't quit thinking about it, or a 1, like every now and then a fleeting thought pops in. If you're like a 6 or better on the scale of your brain acting like an asshole, then here's what I would do. A morning and a night one. Dump it out first thing in the morning, because what will happen is you'll get to decide consciously how you want to think for the day when your brain is best.
My test is pending.
And then in the evenings, You do it before you go to bed so you get a good night's sleep.
Great. I definitely have noticed that since I've been actively doing them before I go to bed, that I am sleeping better.
Yes. I will tell you that's been helping me too. So I'm glad you're doing that.
Because I have not been sleeping well.
Yeah. So if you TDL and you acknowledge the thoughts and this feeling, guess what you're doing? You're doing something else other than disaster planning.
Right.
That ends up being your result.
Okay.
And this is like, this is going to be important for all of you. We have to not get concerned that our brain is freaking out. We do not have to get ginned up that we have a ton of thoughts. We do not need to wish them away. There is just relief in knowing this is how I'm thinking. This is the alternate truth. The other version that I could be telling. And that right there provides a lot of mental relief immediately. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll let you go get some water.
Well, yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Maggie Southern. I'm going to grab my water, actually. Hang on one second. I'm trying to get that thing to come up. There we go. Bad husband. Sure. All right. Tell me what we're coaching on.
I have no idea. Well, I guess I could just start talking.
Yeah, just do a verbal TDL. Whatever's on your mind's good.
Look how orange this is. Just a second. Let me go shut my door real quick.
Okay.
It commented in so late.
I just go by the order Zoom gives me.
Okay. So I work in a healthcare center. I think some people know where I work, but I just won't mention it.
You don't have to mention it.
So I'm a social worker and I work in primary care. We have a lot of traffic typically, and just this past week has been really slow, but with, there's, you know, every day there's something different. There's some new news. Today I feel a lot better than I did yesterday. And, Friday I had up until Friday, I felt like I was kind of keeping everything together, if you will. Just working on whatever came in front of me at work, like, preparing for telework, getting my office together, just in anticipation of that. And, Friday, I was asked to make some calls to people that might need some extra support because some of their, they go to adult day programs and those were closed down. And so I was driving home and I was thinking, oh gosh, you know, I forgot to help her out with those calls. Not that I needed to, you know, if I had other work or whatever, but it just sort of all hit me. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is serious for these poor little old people that are at home, can't, you know, and their caregivers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the weekend I had planned food. I had planned, to make a certain meal and I ended up overeating that. And then I ate it again on Sunday with wine and ice cream. And I realized, you know, I was kind of going face down in it, you know?
So why were you going face down all weekend?
I think, you know, well, that I, because of all the unknowns and I have done journaling.
It's not the unknowns.
Not the unknowns.
No.
Tell
me why you were eating and drinking.
Yeah, I made plans.
Yeah.
I made the plans.
So tell me why you were eating and drinking. Following those plans.
I mean, I probably wasn't. The way I like to look at it kind of is like this, that I wasn't awake. I wasn't conscious about.
Yeah, we know that part.
Okay.
But here's what I want you to
tell me. Maybe I was stressed. You want me to do my.
You could be stressed, but what was the circumstance?
I think I'm just worried about what the unknowns.
Okay.
Worried
not a
about.
Circumstance.
Unknowns
is not a circumstance.
Okay.
It's a thought. There's a lot of unknowns. Circumstances. I was driving home.
Yeah, I was driving home thinking about yeah, driving home thinking about my, you know, patients and caregivers not being able to be, you know, taken care of, being okay. supported.
So I'm going to give you, like, we don't usually give too many thoughts as circumstances, but I'm going to give you that one as a circumstance because I think you are reacting to it as if it was true.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was just thoughts you had, you probably had a lot of judgments around it. Like, this okay. is going to be terrible.
Right.
These poor old people. Like, you had a lot of thoughts going on about it. And the
right.
problem that we're running into is that all the thoughts you're having, you're thinking that's why you were eating. The unknowns for these
people. I think you're right. I mean, like, they were just kind of like intersecting and running wild all weekend. And it wasn't until Monday.
Yeah, it's because what happens, guys, is if you don't keep in check, like, the reason why I'm eating and drinking is because I'm feeling stressed because I keep thinking this.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make that connection, then what happens is I need all the unknowns cleared up in the world and then I can get my shit back together.
That has been a thought that had ran through my head too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's such a lie. Have you ever had an overeat before 10 days ago?
Well, of course.
Right. That's how we know it wasn't because of the C-line.
Sure. Yeah.
Everybody's just like, no, it's, I swear to God, if it wasn't for all this, I'd be thin, losing the weight, eating on plan and everything. I'm like, what the fuck y'all talking about? I was coaching y'all a month ago and now y'all weren't doing it then either. Y'all just sure. had other shit to blame. Mm-hmm. So it's like, really, like, I make light of it because we're making it so serious. It's like, no, this is the circumstance where we're all supposed to be face down eating and drinking over. Mm-hmm. It's old people.
I know. I mean, I totally get it. Right. I mean, it was just, and it, on Monday, I was sitting, we were talking with my Marco Polo group, like we're going to get coached by you in April. We're hashtag team Tawanda.
Oh, y'all are Tawanda. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. We're excited.
That's awesome. We love y'all's name.
Thank you. Yeah. That's up. Kelly and Debbie. But Monday it was like, I woke up out of this fog and I was like, what the hell am I doing? I said, my thought for the week was I need to protect my weight loss. And I just probably listened to one. What's that?
This is what I wanted to find out because you had told me, at one point I was going to ask you, why are you feeling better today? You're like, well, I'm feeling better today. And it was because you had a thought shift rather than thinking there's too many unknowns. Let's play this one out. Okay.
Right.
How's that feel? I'm just going to put up here, old people losing help. How about that?
I hope I didn't insult anybody.
No, but I mean, well, I'm the one calling them old people, but still, like, the elderly.
Okay. I did too.
How about the elderly? Well, my mother would call herself an old person and she ain't 63. I'm like, mama, you're not old.
So would my mom.
I know. I'm just like,
right.
Get your shit together, baby. Old people losing help. Right? Okay. Our elderly people, we love them. Of course we don't.
No, I love working with the elderly. Yes.
Right.
No.
And this is the thing. It's like, I think you have a model where it's like, of course I don't want that to happen. That makes me human. And right. we feel sad on purpose. Like, I don't want it to happen. And I'm going to do all I can to help. That like gives you control of your model, but you don't have an in control model. You have one of like, oh, it's too many unknowns. How's that feel?
Well, when you started to say that, doggone it, I'm not going to cry, but it makes me feel sad. You know, that there's too many unknowns. Yeah. Definitely anxious.
Right. Anxious. Like, I just want to ask you for a second. Wouldn't it be better to be honest with yourself and say, you know, the reason why I feel bad? Because I want to help them so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I will either work on trying to figure it out, pray for them, whatever I need to be doing. But your action line becomes really different when you choose to feel sad. You're like, I am feeling sad because right now I absolutely want to think this. When you're blaming the circumstance, action line goes out of control.
Right. Gosh, dang it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you're anxious, you're going to eat and drink to get away from all this confusion and anxiety.
Total confusion.
Guess what? I mean, there's too many unknowns. I'm eating and drinking. I don't figure shit out.
Right. No, I mean, you're like totally right. That's awesome. I mean, you're brilliant. So I get paid the big bucks.
You will just keep listening to all these calls. You will all be as brilliant as me. This is, does not take a lot.
I'm trying to help my sister-in-law with some stuff. But anyway, that's totally how I was. I was all over the place. I felt like I was in a, I'll have another thought of like just mud slush, of swimming in that. Yeah. The results would be.
And right now what's happening for a lot of you is just that you've gotten better at managing your mind when life is pretty predictable. Like when I just got to go to work every day and deal with my asshole boss, it took me all this time to get used to dealing with the asshole boss. And now all of this happened, Your brain is now dealing with the game has changed.
Right. Totally.
And so your old patterns will come back as a coping mechanism and they will come back fast. And that's the way it's always supposed to be. It's nothing's going wrong here. Here's the difference though. Rather than you guys freaking out that somehow you're a failure at losing weight or you don't do mind work right or, I'm broken, whatever it is, it's like this I can catch. Mm-hmm. The second I catch myself eating and drinking, I know the only thing I need to do is figure out what am I thinking and feeling that's making me want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Because this wasn't on the plan. And like I will tell you guys, I would make sure that you don't expect yourself to quit eating and drinking. I think it's great if you do, because a lot of times if you find the thought triggering it, you'll be like, this isn't solving. I'll give you a good example. A few days ago, right when all this was breaking, we saw all kinds of stuff happening. We were trying to are we going to lose camp? All that kind of, I was like in the deuter about all of it. And Chris and I decided to have a couple of drinks. And I was literally on the second glass of wine. And I thought, this is solving nothing. Like I was not feeling better. I kept thinking, I still feel like shit. And I just was like, I know I'm drinking because I just don't want to be thinking about how many people I'm going to let down. And I just like, and this isn't solving it. And I put it down. And it's only because I've done this work so much that I was able to catch it. Sometimes I don't put it down. I'm like, I know exactly why I'm drinking right now. This is the thought and feeling. And good to know, because in the morning we're going to work it out, but I'm not in a space right now where I'm going to stop.
Right.
But I would rather be armed with my knowledge than to just be sitting around and thinking, well, it's because I got to cancel camp. That's why I'm drinking tonight. It's like, no, it's because I'm worried about what other people will think.
Right.
Disappointing people.
Yeah.
So what are we going to be thinking about these too many unknowns? We can't just keep, because it's not going to go away.
Right. Well, I had originally thought, well, while you were talking to the other lady, I was thinking, well, I guess I'll just figure it out when it happens.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Is that okay?
Well,
that's how I've always just sort of lived life in the sense of like, well, I'll just figure it out when it comes around. I love that bit of everything is figure outable.
I don't think there's a problem at all with that. If you love it, it's a thought that works for you. Now there's some people that don't do well with that thought, but I'm one of those that does too, because when I think about this thought for me, mm-hmm. my brain goes to, I know you're capable. I know you can do it. It might not even happen anyway. There's no sense in trying to figure out shit that you don't even know what's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, that we're operating that way right now, week to week. I just told the team, is like, this is the plan for the week. We're not going to sit around and try to figure out next week right now.
Right.
Because we don't know what's going to happen. But I know that we're really good at getting a lot of shit done.
And that's pretty much how I do my week, following the plan and just kind of looking at my meals or just like what we're going to do. And even during the day now with my group, I try to make an effort to check in with them or even with myself, like before I go home. And I've been doing that for the last couple of weeks. Like, how am I feeling? What am I going to eat tonight? I'll just look at my plan to see what I'm going to eat, but it's like, I'm in work mode. And I think a lot of us feel that way, but it's just been helpful for me to check in with my group, check in with my plan, and just do a self-check you know, about 3 o'clock or four before I go home. And, yeah.
So how does that thought make you feel? I'll figure it out when it happens.
Well, you have confident down.
I just wrote, I was just filling it in, but
no, that's great. No, it does make me feel sort of empowered.
Empowered.
Because I have, I guess I have proof, evidence that I have figured stuff out before, and I feel confident in sitting with that. I'll figure it out when it happens. I don't have to figure it out now. There's no one says that I have to now.
Yeah,
I don't even have all the evidence to make a decision or whatever, you know?
And you, like, your action line becomes, you really talk yourself into it. Like, you start like looking for evidence that it's working, because when we're sitting around with all the uncertainty, mm-hmm. then we're just disaster plan. We're just thinking about these, like, you're just envisioning yeah. the old people. Like, I don't know.
And I have not, I have been so apathetic. I've been coached a couple times on my job. This, my particular job is the most stressful job I've had in all of my work at this, agency, we'll say. And, in the whole 10 years. And this is the first time that I've actually thought about the work, thought about the impact of something, and, you know, had a moment, you know. So,
well, the bottom line is you end yeah. up figuring you out.
Figuring me out now. Yep.
Yeah. Just
and stuff, buttercup.
Yeah. And you, like, you had a weekend. You ate and drank, and you learned a lot of valuable information about yourself.
Yeah.
This is why we don't shit all over our mistakes. This is why we don't shit all over, like, our overeating and stuff. They're always going to tell us the next thing we need to know, which is, right. like, I can believe in myself. Like, when it all feels so uncertain, I can rely on Maggie.
Yeah.
That's a good lesson to learn.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I'll see y'all next month for your group Tawanda coaching.
I know. I can't wait. We're okay. excited.
Bye.
All right. Take care.
If y'all are wondering what that means, they're one of the spotlight accountability groups this month. So, which is awesome. Melissa.
Sorry.
You're fine. Are you walking around before we get your camera on?
No.
I was like, why are you apologizing? I'm all freaked out tonight if someone's going to take me for a ride.
It's the first time I've been coached, so I was trying to figure out how to make it all work.
Oh, you're fine. We got it going. So what are we coaching on?
So I'm a pediatrician. I work with newborns and postpartum mothers, both of which are high risk for COVID. But because I'm a pediatrician, I've been exposed to everything. I have a ramped up immune system, and I never get sick.
Yeah. So, I bet you do get exposed to it all. You're like playing in the jungle. Yeah.
We joke with medical students that come through, they all get sick during pediatrics because that's where all of the junk lives. So my biggest fear going through this pandemic is that I'm going to become a silent carrier, and I'm going to pass this crap to pregnant moms and newborn babies that are high risk, even when I'm not and my family is not. And I worry less about my family, but my patients.
I'm going to give this to my patients.
Yeah.
And that feels what?
It feels a little bit helpless.
Yeah.
Because it's not intentional, for sure.
Well, no. But
I'm taking my precautions, but at the same time, I'm like...
So let me ask you this. Why are you not thinking about that? Why are you obsessing over, I'm going to give this to my patients, and why aren't you just like spending equal airtime in your head saying, I'm taking all the precautions?
No, definitely.
I'm not trying to do this on purpose. I'm just showing up every day, helping as many people as I can.
Sure. No, it's just my biggest fear, I guess, through this process.
Yeah. So what?
I don't know.
Like, why is it a big deal? Like, are you eating over it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you think you would eat over it if you just decided it's one of the fears, it's one of the thoughts that run through my head, but I need to also give equal airtime to all the other thoughts that are possible?
Probably less so.
Yeah. And just acknowledging, I'm like, rather than I'm going to give this to my patients, how about one of the thoughts that I have, one of my fears is that I might give it to my patients. And that's normal for a doctor.
Okay.
How does that feel?
A little less scary.
Like, give me an idea of how that would feel. Versus right now, we're in fear, scared, and helplessness.
Yes.
Let's try to level up a little. I mean, we're doctors, for God's sakes. We're helping the people.
So I might give this to my patient. I mean, it still feels a little bit scary because the possibility.
I didn't say I might. That's not what I said.
What did you say? That's what I wrote down.
I said, I'm going to give this to my patients is a thought that scares me, and sometimes I have.
That's true.
What I am doing is taking it away for, like, right now you're saying it as if this is a fact. And I am trying to teach your brain, this is a thought that you have about the COVID virus. One thought in your head that you could also have many others about it. Right now we have to break the tie with you and all the other doctors out there that this is a given. This is not a given.
I'm not saying it's a given, but it's definitely a fear that all of us have.
Right. But it's a fear that's not serving you.
True.
Like, this is what I want all of you to hear from me. I'm fine if you want to hang on to your fear. I just want you to see the emotional price you're going to pay for you for hanging on to thoughts that scare you. It will feel worthy and needed and important and all the things. But it's not helping you. If you're here's how we know this thought doesn't work. You're eating. Tell me whose life is going to get saved over you scarfing down ice cream or pizza or whatever it is you're having.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so concerned about my patients, I ordered pizza.
Right.
If you're going to do that, at least invite them to the party. If we're all getting sick, we're going to share pizza.
Right.
But do you see what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, if you want to have it. Just be honest with yourself that I'm scared because of what I'm thinking about this. This is one of the thoughts that's scaring me right now. It's going to cause me to pay an emotional price. Am I willing to pay that emotional price? Or are there other things I could think, like, this is one of many thoughts I could be thinking about my patients right now. So I'm going to put up here, my patients is your thought. This is your circumstance, my patients. And one thought you have is, I'm going to give it to them. Another thought could be, I'm showing up for them every day. Another thought could be, I'm taking every precaution necessary. Another thought could be, I love them. I'm a badass. Another thought is, my patients, I don't eat over them. Ever. Like, did you get into medicine because you really wanted to help people? Or did you get into medicine to blame people so that you could eat pizza? I don't know. Well, what are you eating? I keep saying you're eating pizza.
No, it's my fallbacks are sweets and wine.
Yeah, so that's I'm going to be a doctor because I'm like dying to be whiny. Yeah. I need somebody to blame so I can drink wine. Let's be a doctor.
No.
Right. No.
And I'm a pediatrician, so it definitely wasn't for the money. No, it's just for playing with babies. And I love my newborns and I love my new mamas. And it's just.
Please listen to this call and hear all the amazing thoughts that you could have instead of, I'm going to give this to my patients.
All right.
Thinking things like, I love my mothers. I love my babies.
I do.
I'm showing up for them every day.
Absolutely.
Even if they don't pay me well. Okay. But do you feel...
I do feel like I'm taking all the steps that I can. I'm changing clothes when I get home. I'm washing my shoes, stay in the garage, and all of the stuff that I feel like I can possibly do. It's just that fear.
But here's the thing. I want you doing all of that. This is really key, Melissa. All doctors, please hear this. I want you taking all of the precautions coming from love of yourself and your patients. Like, I'm doing all this because I'm showing up like a badass every day. I'm doing all of these precautions because, damn it, I love my patients. I'm going to do everything I can for them. Not from, I'm doing all this out of anxiety over I'm going to give it to my patients and I'm going to need a sidecar of wine while I'm washing my clothes. But you guys are going to be needed to show up at full capacity. Do not sit there and tell me that you can show up 100% when you are spending your evenings anxious, worried, drinking, and eating. If you were spending your evenings doing TDLs and models and cleaning out your brain and eating healthy and drinking your water, and I don't know if it's evenings, but whenever you have your time, you will show up different.
That's true.
For you.
And my family and my patients, yeah.
And I want you guys coming out on the other side of this, not just proud because like we defeated coronavirus or whatever. I want you guys like to literally come through this and be like, I was fucking on the front lines and I lost weight. I actually figured out how to quit emotionally eating because I didn't use it as a crutch or a tool to get through this. Like, that's what we want.
Agreed.
Good call, Melissa.
Thank you.
Hug babies.
I will. I'm not hugging them right now.
Well, you know, or whatever you do. When it's all over with, that first one, you grab it hard. Like, you're number one. I'm coming in, fella.
My own children, they're like, we don't touch mom until she's had her shower.
Yes. Well, I'm just going to tell you, that's the way Logan feels when I work out. He's like, we don't touch mama until she's had her. You won't even let me come near him in the summer. I'm just like, I'm your mother. Come on now.
So gross.
I know. He doesn't like his gross mommy. So, all right.
Thank you, friend.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Let's get one more, guys. Jeanette? Oh, thirsty tonight, y'all.
Never done this before. Am I on?
It's all right. You're on. I'm going to click on ask start video and you just punch that. Hey.
Hey.
What are we coaching on?
Wow. Okay. I was just going to say I should lower my hand because there's one more and I'm probably not going to be coached.
too late.
it's kind of the same thing, but kind of. So I don't know exactly how to word it. I'm in Washington State, general background, firefighter, paramedic. I'm working a lot of extra shifts to cover people who have kids who are trying to be off, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have the highest death rate, so listening to the news when I need to, shutting it off when I need to. When I get off work, I just finished a 48-hour shift. I'm coming back on tomorrow for 24. Food has been being okay, but I'm drinking more on my off time. And I kind of talked about it, which is why I'm like, should I keep my hand up or not? I get that I just want a break. And I want to release, and I know it's more calories. And
a break and release from what?
A few things. Number one, 48 hours, I probably got 7 hours of sleep. We're taking positive COVID patients, or I'm doing cardiac arrest on them a lot because we have a lot of people here. So a break and release because worried, scared about our, as a Washington state, I keep hearing about New York getting things or asking for things. I'm not seeing the same from, I don't know if I should look here or here.
It's okay.
I hear a lot, and I really love New York's governor asking for all this stuff, whether he gets it or not. And I'm not seeing a lot from my governor. He finally yesterday said, stay at home.
But what are you so worried about? Like, I want to figure out, you said, I just need a break. I'm trying to figure out a break from it. So I'm just going to put 7 hours of sleep after 48. Okay.
No, I guess my, what I'm trying to figure out is I feel like I'm doing okay with food, but I am drinking more. And I know history for completely different reasons. When I drink more, I start eating, all that kind of stuff.
But I'm not worried about all that. Like, I've heard, you keep trying to tell me more about your action line and how it's not so bad. It's not like,
yeah,
you're drinking because you are trying to relieve stress and anxiety. I think those are two. I know you said at least stress. I don't remember the other words you said.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's part of it. That for me, I'm super close to my nephews. A lot of my, I don't know, fears, but my thoughts that go to concerns or whatever is that I might not see them again, I guess, is my ultimate fear. Love what I do, would not change it for the world. Understand 100% that I am put in where I am right now. I'm very exposed. And I've talked to my family. My sister, I live very close to my sister. And my nephews, and they still wanted me to come over and everything. And I've told them about a week and a half ago, I can't do that anymore because so we are taking great precautions in my department as a whole, because we've been really, really careful, has the lowest amount of people in quarantine or sick.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
This is coming around a lot for people, and this is going to come up in a lot of different situations. And it's the same model every single time. One of the thoughts you have, you actually had a couple that I would have pulled. Uh-huh. I might not see them again.
Yep.
I'm exposed a lot.
Yeah.
I actually want to go, just because we kind of have already done this one, I want to sub out, I'm exposed a lot. Okay. Yep. Feels pretty true?
Yeah.
Okay. This is why we want to pull it. Tell me how it feels.
I'm exposed.
I'm exposed a lot.
Well, so it's a fact, but it's not. I am treating on...
But I want to know what it feels like. When you think I'm exposed a lot, the feeling in your body is what?
I don't know how to say it.
Does it feel good?
No, I know that I'm seeing a lot of people. I'm being as protected as I can, but I know that I can potentially get it.
I know, but I want to, this is what you said unconsciously. This is okay. Why we're pulling this one out.
Right.
Because when I pull it out, you can be like, well, now I'm doing all these other things just like the pediatrician. But the problem is you're working all day with this running undercurrent. I'm exposed a lot. You're not sitting there going, look at me taking all the precautions. Here I am. You know, like if you were bathing in that thought all day long, you would feel a lot better than running around doing all the things that you're doing. This is called white knuckling our work.
Right. Yeah.
You're white knuckling. Like I'm doing all the things because, you know, underneath all of it is like, oh, I'm going to serve. That's going to happen. But then we have this shitwad thought sitting here going, I'm exposed a lot. And then it gins up probably fear or some anxiety or something along those lines.
That is that ultimately that it gets back to, I'll never get to see my nephews again.
Yeah. I think that's a whole nother model though.
Okay.
Like,
I mean, the fear that I know that I'm in the position, though we take all the precautions, I could get the virus, right? And I've seen all levels of very mild to, I work them and they don't make it. So I'm so close with my family. I'm fine knowing that, and I've told them, look, I love you, but though we live 5 minutes away, I can't see you for a month, 2 months, maybe the end of the year. I don't know. I'm fine with that.
I think you have a lot of thoughts you need to clean up over there, but I want to stick with this one. Your brain is everywhere right now.
Okay.
And that's part of the problem.
Okay. And I'm at the end of, I just finished 48 hour shifts, so that's part of it. I'm a little tired.
But that, right. But this is exactly why you don't need to be drinking wine.
True.
You need to be doing a thought download during the time that you're drinking wine.
True.
And I know that the only way that we're going to get to that model to where you're going to be doing a thought download is to realize you have a problem right here.
Yeah.
I'm exposed a lot. Tell me how, you still haven't told me how that feels. You will defend all these other things and go off on these other tangents, but how does it feel in your body?
It's a worry, but
yes,
also a burden that
feeling is one word.
Yeah.
You just keep giving me more thoughts.
It's hard, right?
Yeah. That's why you get coached. This is a really good call because there's a lot of people sitting over here right now with this same exposed lot, and they would go.
And I don't know. Part of me wants to say it's a fear, it's fearful, but the other part of me is, yeah, I'm a crew of three, right, at my station. We're crossman. So it's all three firefighters, we're all EMTs, I'm the medic. So yesterday, or beginning of my 48-hour shift, we had the discussion, and I'm the one who said, okay, look, we're minimizing people who are coming in contact with patients.
Right, but I want to point out something to you.
Yeah.
You have beautiful thoughts.
Right.
Over here.
Right.
The problem is you want to hang on to this one instead of living in the other ones. And then I'm going to tell you right now, me taking all the precautions and me doing all these things, like when you have those beautiful thoughts, that's not why you're drinking wine at night.
True.
You're not accessing those thoughts enough. I promise you right now, this is the one that's killing you. You have, like, all of you are going to have to stop fixating on I'm exposed a lot, because the reason why I know that this is a thought, we cannot prove it in court. We don't know what a lot means. If you could tell me, like, today, this is how many people I came in contact with. There was 3,223 incidences where I was exposed.
Right.
It would be a very different model with a circumstance, but I'm exposed a lot.
I can give you that. In a 48-hour time, I've had 16 patients. I, as the crew, I said, you guys stay away. Don't get expected. You know,
I understand all of that part, but let's stay in this model.
I'm sorry?
I said, I understand all that part, but let's stay in this model.
Okay.
Okay. This thought for all of you, I want you working on it if you're having it. Because it causes fear. And when you run on fear all day long, when it's in the background, no matter how many precautions, when you start taking precautions and stuff like that, that's a whole different model. It's not because of coming from I'm exposed a lot.
Right.
When you are taking precautions all day long, that's coming from this is my job. This is what I do.
True.
This is what's going to help people. Yep. This keeps us all safe. Like that's the thought generating all of that.
Right.
But then when you're coming home and the adrenaline rush is dying down, this little guy that's been creeping around in the background all day, he's like, hello, whack-a-mole, get the bottle of wine and push me back down.
No, that's true. I mean, they say that because we took all these precautions and everything that we shouldn't consider we are exposed. However, when I deal with 10 positive plus patients a day, though I had all the protective gear, you wonder, okay, we don't know 100%.
Right. You wonder those things, but this is where we do the TDLs. This is where we do a model on how useful is it to wonder, like, I bet I got exposed. I bet I got it today. Like, it's not helpful. It makes you want to drink and eat. It makes you think of things like, I'm never going to see my nephews ever again. Right. Then you start fixating on all the things that are going wrong. Like it's your brain spirals out.
It's true. I mean, the guys at the station, like somebody coughed and they're like, wait, did you take your temperature? Have you, I mean, we're all on the edge, even in the fire station. I mean, you know, we get it, but you're right. It doesn't help me.
It doesn't. Right. And that's the point. That's what I want all of you to see. I understand that all of this feels very real and very necessary. That's why I'm telling all of you, I'm not going to make you give it up. All I want you to do is make one little bitty change. I'm exposed a lot is one thing I could think about my day.
Yeah.
I also could be thinking about people I helped.
100%.
I could also be thinking about I showed up.
Yeah.
I also could be thinking about all the precautions that I took. I could be thinking about all the people that I told today to take precautions, whatever it is.
True. Yeah.
Like those are also things I could be thinking about, and those don't, like they just are going to feel better for your own sake. Because all wine does and this stuff is expose you to a life that you don't want to be living.
Agreed.
You know?
Yep. No, I get it. I totally get it. And I try to go to those places.
But yes.
I mean, honestly, when I've gotten so, look, it's an excuse, but it's, you know, I'm tired. I've gotten no sleep. I've dealt with all this stuff. I know the ramifications. I'm trying to not appease, comfort my family, but still be 100% honest with them with the realities and the passions. A glass of fucking wine sounds really good sometimes.
Well, let me tell you, here's what I would rather you be doing.
Uh-huh.
Planning it.
Sure.
If you're going to have it, then plan it. Just don't sit there and develop the habit of drinking out of fear and blame.
Right. And I
mean, like I said, in 8 weeks or however many weeks, a year from now, wherever we end up with this, right?
No, you're right.
I want the habit of being someone who now unwinds from stress and anxiety because they drink.
Right.
That's the habit that gets built.
I'm putting it on my plan. I'm being loose with my plan, and I mentioned earlier, I'm giving grace to myself for doing what I can, and that I am doing a plan, and I'm doing what I can and giving, you know, understanding my limitations. But I'm still like trying to figure out how can I, and it's a process. It's on my plan, but how can I level up? You know,
What I would do. Just be really diligent about your plans and be very realistic. Take it back to the basics. Am I at an 8 or better for being able to do this today? Knowing the amount of hours I'm going to work and amount of all the things, and you just plan it so that you're doing it consciously. Because right now we're doing it unconsciously.
Okay.
We're just having wine because like, I'm just so tired. It's just creating an environment for when all of this is over, you're left with excuses that are like stored in the bank. It will find any, it'll be like traffic.
Yeah.
It was a long day. All that traffic. I mean, it will just be laying there.
Yeah.
We're not going to somehow come out on the other side of this. And then like, I want you to think about all the things that we bitched and moaned about a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
How quickly we change our mind. I guarantee you a few months from now, we'll all be back to bitching and moaning about that stuff. Like it's so important again.
I hope so.
And we will. And I'll be coaching y'all on that shit. And I'll be like, don't y'all remember how hard coronavirus was? You still have to eat?
Yes.
That'll be the next thing that we'll be coaching on.
I do hope that. I wish we, again, I wish as my state, we would have taken a lot stricter things.
Not do that. That's not going to help. That's called second.
It doesn't day. Help. We're at where it, we it are takes, where we're at. We're going to see still a rise. And hopefully.
There's no shoulds. There's no, I wish it had to happen. It frustrates you. Don't allow your, just be like, no, that's a no.
Sure. To my credit, I have not gained weight since this thing started. So I'm still working on it, but which is why I came on. So.
No, you're doing it. And this is, so I'll close out, but thank you very much. This was very good because I think a lot of people are having this fear, but I want to close out with a little something for everybody, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you hang in there.
Okay. I will. Totally. Everybody else too.
One of the things I really want to encourage you guys, I think we all can do this. I've been trying to get y'all to do this for a long time, but we're going to start doing it now because it's more important than ever. It's going to be really important for all of you who are showing up for all of us in such a big way for you to take time to consciously, on purpose, and deliberately be proud of yourself, to figure out how you're showing up, to resist the urge to do all of this shit, that I'm exposed a lot, I'm not going to see people, I should have done it better, this shouldn't be happening. You're going to have plenty of that running on autopilot, and I'm going to need all of you to start on purpose, thinking about some of the amazing ways that you're showing up for people and that you're showing up for yourself every single day, because it's going to be a lifeline for you. You cannot afford to just sit back and just be like, and it's all just horrible. There's no room to think anything else. You are the one who will suffer from that. I will not suffer from that. Your patients will not suffer from that, because you're going to show up. I just want you to decide now to start showing up in a way that makes you feel amazing, rather than showing up through fear, anxiety, and stress, as often as you can to feel amazing. And right now, you'll have to do that on purpose. Nobody can do that for you. And the more you stop watching the news, stop adopting other thoughts, take everything down to the brass tacks of circumstances, it will allow you to get really clean about what's happening. There should be something happening that's different. It pisses you off. It pisses you off. It doesn't change what's happening 1 second. The only thing we have is what is happening, not what should be happening. I wouldn't ever let any of you say, I shouldn't have ate. So I don't want you go, don't shoot on yourself. I've never let you do it before, and I'm not going to let you start now, because it's painful for you. You end up having a terrible action line for yourself. I want all of my members, every single one of you, that when this is over, for you to feel like you figured out your real emotional triggers and overcame them, that you understood how to plan. Finally, for the first fucking time in your life, you adopted realistic planning and quit fighting me over it with your bullshit diet mentality. That you didn't turn to food at every moment, that you started realizing for the first time in your life, food is not going to fix this. It's just not. If we can learn some of these basic skills, like being proud of ourselves on purpose, not willpowering our life away with anxiety and stuff, I'm going to tell you, weight loss is going to be so much simpler down the road. And for now, you learn valuable things. Okay. Somebody said, I feel I have lost control. I feel overwhelmed trying to normalize things. All you have to do is write it all out, everything that you're thinking, and then break it down into what's actually happening. You don't have to believe that that's all there is, but you have to give your brain the opportunity to see something different. That's what this is about. Giving yourself an opportunity to be like, this is one thought out of 1,000 I could be having right now. Do I want to keep it or not? It's just a choice. If I don't want to keep this thought, what else could I be thinking? Do I want to think I'm exposed a lot? Or do I at least want to think that's one thought? What else could be true in this moment? I showed up today. All right, guys. I love you guys. I hope that this was helpful for all of you. For all of you, reach out in our Facebook group. Guys, and I know some of you were just scared to death to do a doctor's call, as if the world was going to be like, what, our doctors are worried? I'm like, they're all over the news bitching and moaning. It does not matter. We all know you're human. That's the thing. We do not sit around and think that doctors are just like, not a big deal. You're human beings helping other human beings. You're humans with a human brain. No one is shocked if you don't feel amazing all the time. I know for fuck sure I'm not. So use Ask Coaches. Use the Facebook group. We're going to be having a ton of calls, tons of Q&As. They're going to be almost running every single day for the next few weeks. Y'all use them. All right, guys. Bye.